speak a little bit about Midas. A lot of people in these parshas, they're busy, you know, what Midas the other person has to have. And you look for a shidduch, what Midas the other person has to have. I'm not holding it at Madrigas. I'm one of the, you know, what Midas I have to work on. I want a little bit to be masbir, say from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, to break a midah shver of learn on a ganze shas. The Mefarshim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a very interesting way. Be yisaydoi, l'mashal, the animals, at least this is what I know, there's no one lion that he's the doctor. Yeah. The other one is a psychologist. Yeah. The other one is a mumcha for the ears, one for the heart. Maybe talking more lions die because of that. But the mitzvah is the lions, pochus, so they manage. The ants also. The elephants. The animals manage. No one helps them. Hashem created people that they cannot manage on their own. He's very poor. They need to collect money for him. He's very sick. They need to rush him to a hospital. He needs a help in a shidduch. He needs a help with a kid off the derech. He needs a zag help. He needs a zah help. Shenazor k'tzoseinu es k'tzoseinu v'shteinim b'rambam. What's the pshat? Hashem wants us to sit and learn. This is the avodah. Give us a world, sit and learn. We'll have time. You know, sometimes there's mamash no time to learn. You have to help so much people in the world. You can't find time to learn. But Hashem created such an interesting system. So as they gave us. You see, Abu Ashalom, Midan Lechaveri, Midas Chasodi, Machlas Eskalol, Vayas Ameis. It's a ganze list. Talmud Terek and Eged Kulam. Avad a Talmud Terek and Eged Kulam. It's a ganze list. Azay is the Bria created. The animals don't have it. The more they have, they say, one animal that's pushed out of the group, Chveis, you know, but be a side, though, it's not as Azach, you know, the zebra's insulted, and in a bad mood today. Nishtar Zamalach. And in people, Hashem made it in Gansen. All the animals, they find Shidduchim, they get married. As they gave us. Hashem created it like that. By us, Hashem created a matzav that we cannot manage on our own. And all of us need help the whole time from each other. A person needs a chasana. A mesmitzvah chasana. Everyone has to go to Mesamech. We have so much needs that we can't fill on our own. We need people to help us the whole time. Animals give birth on their own. There's no doctor, there's no hospital. A person today, a human being, but can I give birth without a hospital? You'll die. Food. The animal goes and she eats. Well, no person could go and eat. Hashem makes a lot of restaurants, it's easier, shtickle after, yeah? Another one opens, say that. But you can't walk and find food. You need people to cook. Clothes. I mean, you can't go without clothes, yeah? You can't, the clothes don't grow. You need someone else to sew. A person, the way he walks out, he can't manage. He's an azaz system that he can't manage. What is Dursheni? The Dursheni Omer that the matoah to help people, it's an Arab basically said of Chesed. And Ben Olam Lechaveiroi, I want to get a little bit, you know, tiefer a little bit. Maybe it will make us like it to be a bit better. Chesed is not because the other person needs it. Because if this is the matoah of Chesed, this is the matoah of Midas. just to help the other person, so it's a very cruel system. Cholila v'chas. He made a whole group of people that no one could manage, and everyone needs to help everyone. Oy chavrusa, oy misusa, loy teva isra amdom levadoy, esle ezra kenegda. It's not, no one could be on their own, no one could be lonely. The whole system is built that you can't manage on your own. You can't manage, you have to help. The Gemara says, Shalahu matrinise im elekechem oy vesa'anim mipnei ma'ayinu mefa'anisa. He loves the anim so much. Choymel dalim, oizer dalim. He loves them so much, he'll have to give them money. Amar l'kele sheniske anachmo al yoda. So it's not the pshat, we need to help him because he needs to be helped. He only needs because the Zeichetim says that I will give. This is the oimek advorim. When Rivka says, shteve gam l'gbalecha ashke, no one understands. I'm not the one to understand. You know, a little girl running around, 10 people are standing here, she's running, giving him water. It's above our sagas. But the tchilas advorim is, if the reason that we're doing it because they need help, they could manage. Here's a bucket, go get water. You could manage, you don't need help. The reason I'm giving you water is because it's a purpose to help. This is the purpose of the world, to be a system of helping. This is the purpose of the world. This is the matorah. If this is the matorah and this is the purpose, why, I don't know exactly, she feels, you know, doesn't mean that a person has to take advantage of you. But if this is the purpose, you could find a little girl running and giving everyone water. If the purpose of chesed is to help the other person, when the other person doesn't need help, there's no try to point to try to help him. If the matorah is that I have to do chesed, this is the system, I have to explain it. This is the system. When I was Messiah to this, but I want to get to the point. So yesterday night, I was over the parsha, you know, the chesed, but I want to get to Tifa Nekuda. I got a knock on my door at 12:30 by night. I'll tell you half the story, then I'll tell you the other half of the story. You'll see how the half of the story changes. I get it. A yid comes to Miami. He came to speak to speak and learning, to learn a little bit. 12:30 by night. But you know, I open the door and I see outside the door two big suitcases, hand luggage. You know, he's gone to Zach. I knew he was here already for a day. So I told him, you know, where are you planning to go to? We plan to sleep. He says, I have mishpacha. Finish to learn, I'll go. So when you go, I went to my wife's room and knocked on the door. I was sitting by night. I said, Sarai Meinu, we have guests. Lushi, Marie, Kumi. I said, Sarai was 100, you're not 100. I said, no, get up, Miyad, we have guests. We have to start to move the kids out of the room. We have Baruch Hashem, we got a guest. She said, no, the night was sugar. Who comes in the middle of the night? I said, we have a guest, a real guest. Doesn't know where to sleep. Mamash, I found a real one. Kids, I wake up my kid, I tell him, we have guests. My kid gets up, I tell him, you know, you're sharing the room with someone tonight. My son gets up, he starts to sweep his room. Yeah. The guest comes in, my son goes back to sleep. The guy stays up until 4 o'clock. And my wife went back to sleep. She was becoming a mitzvah. It looks a very normal thing to do. Yeah? Now, I'll tell you another little part in the story. Yeah? Small little part. This person, I met him a year ago. And we became friendly. I asked him, I dabbed him a shul, and Anof, Chosh Mishul. A lot of people dabbed there. And he didn't manage to finish the shul. So half a year ago, I called him up and I said, no, there's a shul and I promised to help them and they're not managing. If you could give $300,000. So he said, you know what? Okay, I will give. And he gave. I called him before Shoshana. I think a lot of you don't have enough money for the minimum. I could get money. You know what? I will give. And every time a mitzvah comes up, I call him, you know what, I will do it. So, yesterday afternoon, he came, he spoke a little bit, told me maybe I'll come tonight to learn with you a little bit before I go to sleep. So he came, but I saw his sukkah. He says, I did not have a sukkah. So now the whole mitzvah is Bechal Nishkin mitzvah, yeah? Bechal Nishkin mitzvah, yeah? So I was thinking, my kids and dad, they thought they're doing a mitzvah, yeah? My wife, they thought they're doing a real mitzvah. They did Achmas HaSolchim, yeah? I didn't do Achmas HaSolchim, maybe. So I was thinking to myself, you know, when I went over to them, I went to them, Soloi Meinu, Sidah Gesen. I said, not three, only one. I said, and I said, soon, I said, Mari, Shtevin Fasu. Mari, Avron tells his wife, quick! So the guy's waiting, yeah? We have to make him to feel good. So I was thinking to myself, what is the difference? So this, I would, if you to this person, would not be such a tzaddik, yeah? Not everything that I ask him, he does. And he would not help so much tzedakah. I would also, when I would see his suitcases outside, I would offer him to sleep in my house. You know, the first time I met him, Sistam, I met him a year and a half ago. He met me in Miami. He asked me if I wanted to sleep in his house. I told him, you look very strange. I'm scared. I never went into the house and I know if I go out of the house. He said, he looks very interesting. I said, I have a pacha from you. I'm sorry you could be friendly with me, but I'm scared to go into your house. And I said, goodbye, and I left him. Carrying on, running after me. Kishbochus megalgal if it happened. So I told him, at least now I'm paying you back. By foot of it, I said, in my house you could sleep. I thought. But when I was thinking to myself, he offered me Achmas HaSochim Stam. He met me, he thought I don't know where to sleep. He was trying to schlep me. It was also 2 o'clock by night. He met me in a wedding. He was trying to schlep me into his house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and this is the real Madrege. Yeah? The first part looks, a mamish, a person at tzaddik 12:30 by night. He doesn't have what to do. He's busy with Achmas HaSochim. And I didn't prepare shiur yet. I had to wake up early in the morning. Tzadik, Achmas HaSochim. As a chobe epes hacheshmi, it's a bichlal nishkin tzadik. Business-wise, it's worth it. But the emesis, a yid has to be the tzur of a yid, clap your different yid. I'm not saying now if you take a skirt, if you don't know who it is, if you have to put strangers in your house, it's not the point. But this is Avraham Avinu. Just Avraham Avinu, every person, Ki'ilu gave him $300,000. Any person is a tzaddik. Any person is a balmaila. A person has to want to help the other person. Why I want to help the person? He's a friend of mine. I don't know him, but he's a friend of mine. I want to help him. So I want to do the mitzvah. Why a person doesn't want to help another person? Even that he doesn't have shaychus to him. He doesn't know it. Why he doesn't want to help him? Why not? Why not? A person has to work on himself to try to want to help different people. To try to want to be a good person. People have inside them midas rois. And Hashem wants us. This is the Tachlis HaBriya. It's the Tachlis HaBriya. It's the Tachlis HaBriya. But I was so embarrassed in myself. I felt so terrible, yeah? I went, I pulled a blanket, I put a sheet. It was the middle of the night, yeah? I thought, when was the last time I did it? And out of the Yitzhak, all my kids think we're doing a mitzvah in the middle of the night, yeah? It's not fascist. Right? That's a bluff. But this is what Hashem wants. This is what Hashem wants you to do. Be nice to the other person. Be good to the other person. Every person doesn't understand. I saw Gemara in Brochus. Gemara says that Levi, they didn't bring him into the Mesifta of the Rekia. One of the Biroim went up to the Shemayim and he saw Levi sitting outside for 22 years. He asked him why. He said, because I forgot the Oza Amir that he was very close to his Rebbe, and he left his yeshiva and he went to a different yeshiva. So for that years, when his Rebbe had Chulish Sadas, Levi can't go into the Bis Medrash. Levi is an Amir. He felt that he has to go. But in the Madrege from Levi, I don't know what Levi had to do Lemaise. Then Adam Lechaveiroi. The person drops a Chavrusa. It's not for me. Alright, what with the other person? I was told Chayecha Koidim, yeah? My Rebbe in Cheder, my Rebbe in kindergarten, my Rebbe before kindergarten told me, yeah? I was brought up like this, but who told you? You're brought up. If a person is a tzaddik, and every time he's makid in Olam Lachaveiroi, and Manush, it's killing him, and he decides to drop a chavrusa. I'm not saying not to stay every time with a bad chavrusa. It's not the point. I don't know to get the chas v'shalom wrong. First, be Olam Lachaveiroi. So don't be this. This is the tachlis of the Briya. This is the tachlis of the Briya. The tachlis of the Briya is about the Talmud Torah. But the tachlis is that a person gets used to do to the other person. To feel for the other person. To margish. Kibud Aveim. Why is there such a mitzvah? Why is such a terrible nisoyan that Kimad is no guy in the world that is not nichshel? Abai zog. Ashrei mi shelo yichamol. Abai, a gevaldik, a person that never saw a yosam from birth is the best. Because he's not nichshel in Kibud Aveim. Azei red Abai. Ashrei mi shelo yichamol. Everyone knows he scratches with his spirit. The Mahus HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us yet to shtel to Yenim. A person has to take his bad midas and to know that it's a tachlis to break it. To be Adam Sholem. This is a tachlis abriya. Going to chasodim. Avraham Avinu, the Goyen says, he didn't mind that she'll be a bas Eved Avid Zore and a sister from Eved Avid Zore. But he was scared on the midas. Well, he was scared she would disturb Yitzchak. Yitzchak was much older. I don't know if she could start up with Yitzchak. Nicht der richtige Mindest, sie geht nicht. Der whole Aliyah Ruchnias doesn't stimmen. Der whole Aliyah Ruchnias. In this forum steht, the Torah is like water. You know, what you water grows. Sama moves la masmilim bo. A person that does the wrong midas. I remember once, Chatoya and Masker Ayoyim, I was sitting by a shiva of Shem Zalman Oyabach. I felt very close to Shem Zalman. Yeah. I was a young chutzpah, a young boy, you know. Years and years different, 16, 17, you know. And I felt very close, yeah. I felt for sure he's a little bit older, but. That's what, you know, the Rebbe got me to feel good, and I felt. And I came, you know, for Shira, I spoke to Shazama, second Shira, I spoke to the third Shira. And after Shazama, you know, he would come into Shira, he would turn his Shira towards me, and he would say the Shira. Mamash felt very close. But, you know, I had a Pesach already. I would ask the guy near me. Shazama looked, so I stopped. Couple minutes I had again. Again I spoke to the guy near me. I remember Bizhan. Shem Zalman stopped in the middle of Shir. He says, "You know what's bothering me?" So how are you talking? He said the Nibra, "Ata yodeh sheze mafriya li. Eich ata medaber? How it came out? I don't understand. Well, you know what I don't want. How you did it to me?" I remember from then I froze for half a year in shir. And it was hard for me. But it's such a tmimus. But you know it's bothering me. So like, how are you doing it? Like, how you have two options? It's bothering me. So how are you doing it? This is midas. It's sharing Yemen. So how you do it? How you do it? The person doesn't know how chaylik. If this is the symbol from Klal Yisrael, it's a tachlis. It's a mahus. It's a mahus. And the person has to work on himself. And every level and in every excuse is a way to behave. Just remember that. In every level and in every excuse is a way to behave. It's a way to behave with your friend. A person wants to be friendly with someone. He finds every excuse. It's a mitzvah. And I really, I woke up my wife because I was really convinced. She's also mitzvah, yeah? Avraham also did it to some. Yeah? I really felt. Yeah, I know she'll have a mask. I know if you're out of stuff. If you don't, if you have a good summer. But, if a person the whole time will feel like that, he will do it the whole time. The Torah says, not every time he feels, he wants. He wants that the other person to be successful. He loves the other person. He feels for the other person. So he does for the other person. A person doesn't feel. My wife gave me Musa. I was trying to help someone, for his chasna, for his kids, shtal, speak to some people to help him to get to make some money. So I thought, the most gishmak is you call him up, you know, it's organized, yeah? We raise X amount of money for you. To call him every day to say, you know, it's another five, it's another six, it's another one, it's another two. It looks billy. But someone told me, his belachas he doesn't have. Oh, if it be yours, you want a week not to know what is happening and then to know, for that gishmak, if that smile for a second, that for the noisiness, it's like gishmak, boom, I helped you. I'll take you, you spoil it. You give every time, you never get a real thank you, yeah? Because every time is a quarter of a thank you, and then it's really over. But Yemen, every time you take away his pressure. What do you want? Chazal said in one word, May the sunny aloch leisavid lechavroch. May the sunny aloch leisavid lechavroch. Al be'atfes atfuch v'seif matfayich yatfu. Al the sunny aloch leisavid lechavroch. What you want that will be done for you? How you will be done? If I'm saying you have to be dumped, al tachavruse, how you want your chavruse to dump you? Zalochis. How you would feel if this would be done to you? How a person would want his kids to behave to him? His neighbors, his friends. How he would feel if the Eilam will cover from him this yediyah, the Eilam will cover from him this yediyah. So it's not so gishmak. So it's not so good. A person has to work on it. Rabbi Saul says that it's harder to break a midah. More for finishing shas. So he's stuck as it. I'm saying, the mistake of people is that they're very small. They hear such a vad. Oh. So take, you know, these my roommates, I have to take care of them. Yeah, I'll be nice to my roommates. He forgets that he has to be nice to his parents, the rabbi of the shul where he davens. I'm not saying he davens in the shul. Yeah? His parents like him to come. I'm not saying I'm not saying he's a decent rabbi there. not chvesa, it's not Shaila. Yeah, not like it's a decent rav. But he, you know, he doesn't help him the rav. You know, he tries to pul his parents not to go to that shul. Everyone knows. If I'm not telling him, his father, has, you know, his father likes to go to Shalosh Shudas. He doesn't like. Yeah, all these stories of getting Shnarai Nitzah to them. Yeah. But I'm a chaveiro to make his rav to feel good. Why not? No, he would not stand in line to say good Shabbos to the rav of the shul. Well, the rav never knew Yevamos Michal. Yeah. So what? You'll be rav in a shul. You want everyone to say good Shabbos to you? When you'll be a chassid, you want everyone to come over to you? Oh, when you were passing in that oilam, they will say mazel tov to you. Yeah, name is a chassid. They over to mazel tov to you. When you'll be a chassid, you very much want that everyone will come over to say mazel tov to you. Not every time the measurement is, okay, there's five nebachs around me. Thank you, but not a chaveiro. You have a Rebbe. It could go up if you read the God Lado. Everyone in his madrege. But Adam Lechavigri is a mida. Is a mida. And a lot of times people, for different reasons, the person is embarrassed. He decides to drop his chavrus and he's embarrassed. He disappears. He disappears. Ain't a nira cloud, yeah? For a week he doesn't come till Yerim understands. All the excuses, all the reasons. He has a bris. He has to be late to say this today. So the other guy has to wait and count how much lights and this shad up on top. So he knows by heart already, their mouth, yeah? But I'm not saying the Moshe. You have, the elevator has to wait, not to wait. But again, you start answering them, yeah? So you rush like Alevite will close before Yerim is coming. Yeah? And if you're outside, you hope Alevite will stop. So why? Because you're inside and it's soon to be the other way around? What is the Yashas? I don't know how, when it's full, when it's empty. Again, I don't know. I tried. I don't have the Gdolah. I have a Gdolah, I'll say Aloha Shared. I don't know. This is so good, but I don't know if it's Kimedame, I don't know, Unum, Melea. But a person says when he's outside, he hopes to get it, right? But it's inside, he hopes the other will not get it. What if there's only one straight? Only if I'm inside, it's different from outside. So this is selfish. This is not the Lalam Machabir. This is not the Lalam Machabir. A person has to know it's one bad midah. It's not shaykh to be fixed in one place and not to be fixed in the other place. This is the mistake of the world. A person could smile. To the whole world he smiles. To everyone. Puts from one person. This person has bad midas. It means by the other people, it's not so hard for him. All of us smile to some people, yeah? Some terrible people like you don't. But I'm saying, normale Menschen are happy the whole time. Nice. Friendly. It's not midas. Adam Niko, the Kisi, the Kasi, the Koisi, it's Adam Niko. The Midas Adir. And you see, I see it every time. It's the only thing you could say, like in the middle of this man. Because you say in the end of this man, people could think that I mean myself, yeah? Yeah, Bochum, we could be close to them for 3-4 years, yeah? Then they leave, they have to go, they're going back to America, yeah? You could see. If a guy is about midas or not, the way he comes to say goodbye. Because, but that's what everyone plans to be very nice to say goodbye. I'm saying, no malabo. In the mirror, you know, this is the tevah, you're nice, yeah? It's officially you're nice. But then, the last 2 days, the mice is very busy. It doesn't work out. So every time like that. I'm not saying a guy is going back home. But he's going for good. He's busy. Okay? It's like you say goodbye, there's nothing more to say. You just shake the hand and you go. It's like a somebody knows up, yeah. It's the world. Everyone lives in there. Yeah. Midas, Adam Lachaveri. Adam Lachaveri. There's so much little things. So much, so much. The derech kalal, a person finds himself, he switches the whole time crowds. This is the way a person has a couple of good friends. But from that, the friends change like sacks, yeah? So in the middle, he doesn't need them anymore, he's not misyachas to them. When he needed them, he was not so nice to them. So I mean, all of that, that he stopped to be nice to the same group, same kind of people, it means it was nothing shaykhas to midas. This was living. A human being lives with people. He was sitting near these guys, so he was preparing the standards for them. I'm not saying now that after a guy that moved a couple of seats will have to make the standards of all his medrash. Yeah? But the pshat, not only is about midas. Like that guy that he knew every day who would bring him a piece of paper, a chvez. Now he moved to a different bench. The guy near him doesn't need paper. I'm not saying that he has. The other guy, he forgot about him. Not only that, even if he sees a paper, if he needs it, he will take it to himself. So he was not nice. Some people smile, you know, around them, yeah? Hello, hello. Never once. So this can be this. But the Yitzhar Hore fools the person. He lets the person to feel I'm the biggest man. Aber in der Tof dort ist ein Problem. Adam Niker, when he's not a Balmidus. Adam Niker, when he's not a Balmidus. I'm telling you, you see it. You're young yet. You'll get married. You go with friends. They'll become chashuv people. The ones that are not Balmidus. And it doesn't mean that if someone will be sick, not all of them will go to visit him. You see, he's sick, everyone will visit him. Everyone will take care of him. Oh, he's sick? Step on him. The same guy, oh, he's sick? Nebach. Everyone is around him. Stops to be sick? Throw him out of the room. But Chabal is not sick. Chabal is not. I'm telling you, Shleile Katrek, I know someone. Lives in my area. Nice tire yet. There's a couple people that have machlekes with him. Could be the right Shem Shemayim. I'm not giving this fucking Yom Shel Tzibur. Big in Yom Shel Tzibur. Now he has a kid that is sick. One of the people that hates him sends food. The other one sends an azazach. The third one, the fourth one. A guy told me he never knew that he's living in such a nice neighborhood. I'm telling you, it's the Shtraza neighborhood in the world. It's a Kiddush Hashem taka. That Baruch Hashem, everyone is Beneteira, so even when they fight, it's not real fighting. It's not like, you know, stepping uninvited. In the day that the kid will be healthy, if it will stay like this, Givaldi. But if everything comes back, so this is not called Midas Teiris. This means we're not cruel. We can't see that someone is suffering. It's also very nice. It's not the real midas. The line, the test of Rivka is 10 men are standing and she's giving them water. The test is not a sick kid and you go to Camp Simcha. No shaykh is the chesed to go to Camp Simcha. It's a good benaz manim. It's a nice thing for Bochim. You develop your nice things. I'm not against it. But you don't get credit for that. Maybe like learning one word Gemara, the whole camp is worth. Maybe. It's a nice thing. It's a good activity. Nice. Why? I don't mind. What other guy does chesed in Russia. Yeah, the other one in Poland, France. Yeah? It's very nice. I'm saying it's time to speak now because it's not like people think, oh, I'm speaking against these Pachim that make Pirtas Adas and they live in the middle of the mountain camp. Yeah? No, we're not speaking against them now. It's not the point. I'm saying, what happened to this chesed? Why he can't help his friends? So he helps. When someone comes to the hotel, he invites 10 friends. Why the Mishkin chesed? Yeah? But the people in the room nearby ask him to be quiet by night. They ask too much. They get an egg on the door. Yeah? but he could help come Simcha in the ganze house. Then if the other kids will have you in the machrim, he's telling me he won't make them eggs. Now he throws. And I'm telling you, everyone could see that himself. It's a pachad. The guy is convinced for 2 months that he's the biggest balchesed. He didn't sleep and doesn't eat and mamish. And the other guy, 24 hours, he mamish convinced that he's a balchesed. But the same guy, the guy is asking him, please shut your tape, I can't fall asleep by night. Louder. Louder. I'm saying it. I'm saying all of us are like that. You know, this is a grubber story, but all of us are like that. All of us are like that. See, this place is that. Everyone is the same. He finishes to use the safer. He doesn't put it back. The other person will come. He doesn't know where is the Avnei Miluim, Lamazan. Yeah. So now he has to find Avnei Miluim. Keizuch Avnei Miluim. Yeah. Especially if it's under a Gemara, there's no chance. Yeah. I'm not saying now to start to run. If the Abba says that it's Achzori, it's not to put back Svorim. But I mean to say, why do you think it's less chesed to be sure that a guy will find Avnei Miluim is less chesed from helping a guy to go up steps? This takes him 5 minutes and this takes him 10 minutes. And he's frustrated. Why not to help him? He needs to have the miluim, put it back. The guy goes down to Bembis Medrash, I'm saying he's have the miluim in 77 there, on the shelf. He takes it to different Bembis Medrash. Now, everyone knows that the Bembis Medrash is one of the miluim. I'm saying there's only one there, yeah. I don't know why. I'm saying there's only one there. But it's one. So a guy sitting in the Bembis Medrash, starting to look, and he's going around, Machta Kofis, you know, 7 Akofis, 10 Akofis, there's no Avnei Miluim. There's no way he will find the Beis Yishaya. The guy said, well, so you're right, but Beis Yishaya is more people than you want, so I have to take it. So bring it back. Don't bring it back in the middle of Seder. In the end of Seder, when you go to sleep, I don't have time. No problem. The guy doesn't have time. Then he goes downstairs, and he starts to eat without a name. Mokum Lishem, S. He has time or he doesn't have time. No, he's hungry. But then he schmoozes for 10 minutes. Why he doesn't think that someone is looking for the Avnei Miluim? It's the same Midas Ros. It's the same Midas Ros. This is what I'm saying. We could laugh at the guy if he can simcha, we could laugh at ourselves also. It's the same thing. It's the same point. The same Likuda. Everyone has places to fix it. Aber midat arba. Remember, that Chazal gave us the measurement, one little kid for 10 big men to give water. This is the symbolize of chesed. The symbolize of chesed. No nebuchadnezzar. So I'm not helping the nebuchadnezzar, I'm only helping the real people, yeah? You're allowed to help nebuchadnezzar also. The Germans didn't help the nebuchadnezzar, yeah? They were even attacking not to help the nebuchadnezzar. Say that. But if a person will get used to break a midah, how you do it, it's really talking very late, how you do it, Lemaisa. The chokhmah is to find little places that you feel that you're crashing. I'm not saying now, a bachur will start every sefer to give back, you know, you can get OCD from it, yeah? To run back, to start to give the sfar, you know, it's not from a sugar, no more. But everyone has his little things. Ashtikal chesed. Ashtikal b'nadam l'chaveiroi. Ashtikal b'nadam l'chaveiroi. Help. Help. Be'ezus Hashem will have slavery.